Hey, and it is January the 26th. Rust is Dar here, Shatter the Darkness live broadcast. I tell you what, great privilege to be with you tonight, and we've got a mixture, Mind Temples, Ancient Spirits, Psi Warriors, the Super Collider, all of it going to be, kind of combined in this show tonight, because here's the title. It's The Truth About Satanic Synchronicity. PK Man, Psi Warriors, the Mayan Temples. But it all begins tonight with the new movie coming out Friday, just 2 days from now, Friday. It's called The Rite. And once again, we're going to see somewhat of a Catholic version. A Catholic version to, exorcism. And listen, you know why it's vital? You know why it's important to even think about it and to consider looking into it? Because of the day and the hour that we're living in. The day and the hour that we're actually living in right now. Because what's happening all around us, there's a reason why even the Vatican has cried out to say, we've got to have hundreds of priests to learn exorcism and to help the individuals, to help the people. And let me tell you something, that study that we've done research-wise over Italy, around Rome, I think it was 660,000 of those who claim to be a part of satanic groups, over 8,000 different kinds. Well, the stories out of Rome, the stories out of Italy, the stories out of Europe literally they supersede that which we've experienced here in the United States. It is my opinion that there are deeper, darker, more able priests, servants of this dark side, operative there, and most likely the centrality of power for the new globalist regime will spring out of Europe. Well, the movie's going to come out. I have a friend of mine that we connected with, and he had set up some conferences. Maybe Tom is listening tonight. Hello. And we're going to go see the movie, I think, this Saturday. Take a view of it. Presuppositional analysis. That is analyzing what it is they're putting out, what truth there is to it, what additional things, you know, even why, and whether or not there's reality behind it. Now, we know there's reality, and so let me speak again to those downloading our programs in the cafes and the buildings right next to the Vatican. We want to welcome you. We want to encourage you to write to us and let us engage in conversation, obviously with hundreds of downloads of broadcasts like The Black Nobility or a supernatural hole into the substructure of radical evil. There's reasons why there are those in Rome downloading. But we want to say hello to everyone all around the world, and again to those in Russia. It is you that we pray about and that we seek to engage. I want to say hello to a new friend out of Croatia, where my grandparents came from, Dalmatia, Croatia, in 1919. Appreciate him writing and sharing, and we want you to know wherever you are in all the world listening. And I know by satellite right now in Boulder City, Nevada, and internet radio. See, I never really know where and how far until sometimes, we get to hear from you by email. And that's always an incredible blessing to hear. And even to be argued with and yelled at and threatened. That's okay, too. Well, the movie's coming out this weekend. It's another one that speaks like the exorcism of Emily Rose, The Last Exorcism, some of the other off B-rated movies that have been out. The Old Exorcist and some of the movies that deal with entities. Well, it all involves them taking over lives and I think reflects what many billions know and feel all around them. So I write to my friend Tom concerning coming together and seeing this, talking about the work that we're doing, wanting to do more things down in the area of Mansfield, Ohio, and engaging what's really down there. So I'm looking and doing some research yesterday because of an event of talking with somebody out west. Somebody had given a phone number to another person, and they had called us. And the neat thing is that we've engaged, and some of the most bizarre spiritual occurrences. Now, today I called, and they weren't there. They've called back, I see, and I can't get back to them until after the live show is done and the rest of the stuff we have tonight. So if they're listening, we'll be talking to you later tonight and maybe set up another appointment tomorrow. We have a friend, two friends actually, in Kent State area, and they've emailed. They want to meet. They want to sit down and talk at the Starbucks. We're going to do that. There is a lot of stuff that we have followed up with in the Kent State area and have been hunting down for a long time. But the Plain Dealer, Cleveland, Ohio, November 29th, 1992. Title of this is Tales of Satanism Divide Mansfield. City apologizes over children's claims. Michael Hobbs of the Plain Dealer Reporter. Now, it's all about satanic abuse, ritual stuff, abuse of children, and something that occurred in the early 90s. The interesting thing is that where it was and what we've learned, that it's usually still around. And even sometimes folks come back to restart. Sometimes it's just a matter for the dark side to hide out a while and then return. So there's going to be a connection. And what we call all of this, when it involves the redemption of somebody's life, the healing of somebody's life, the helping of somebody's life, and even the exposure. See, the Word of God in Ephesians 5 commands the body of Christ to expose evil deeds of darkness. Ezekiel chapter 8, it was God's will and God's leading and God's power that guided the prophet to be able to see what he had no idea was really going on behind supernatural doors. It took the hand of God to break in. That's why we've done this series called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. So if you're new to this voice and new to hearing about us, and I've got emails today and Facebook comments today concerning that they're new, they've stumbled upon the website Shatter the Darkness, some that have been listening by satellite, some that have been listening by internet, and by the thousands of you downloading later on, listening by the archives, well, let me say this, that I think it's a urgency that we get really biblically educated and then look at the culture, look around us. Jesus described the end of days by signs, giving us signs, and the ramping up of the dark side, and the number one issue of Matthew 24, the first things out of the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ was, don't let anyone deceive you. Because spiritual deception will become the predominant, like an ocean covering the world, just literally saturating and touching politics and military and economics and environment and the past, the ancient sites of the past, where the demons have been waiting, where the gods and goddesses of the past, they've been waiting. They've been synchronizing. They've been operative. They've been working with the others. They coordinate. Do you understand that side? Do you understand that they discuss, that they talk, that they coordinate? I think a simple revelation, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, a secret power of lawlessness is already operative. There's a verse that I had looked up earlier, and my other computer the pages came out, so I've missed where that page was. We're going to take a look for it again, but it's actually out of the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus is talking about when a spirit leaves an individual, it goes into many, you know, it goes around, and then eventually it will talk, it will tell, it will get a hold of seven others, even more wicked, which usually means more powerful, and bring them back to the same place to take it over again. you and I really do not have a real great grasp on how this collective works. You can call it the global brain. You can call it the unconscious collective. You can call it the Akashic Records, but it is a domain. It is a collective. There is the prince of the power of the Eros, the atmosphere around us, operative from the top down. But from the bottom up, that is down here among us, there's, well, just read Ephesians 6 again and take a look at the background. Now, part of the reason for this week is because, once again, 2011 will be eclipsed by everything about 2012. And we're not going to sit back and be silent. We're not going to sit back and let hundreds of millions be spiritually layered and laced and guided with real engagements, real experiences, real communications, real enhancements, real, what seems to be supernaturally exciting things, but knowing that it is not flowing from the hand of God, knowing that as God has prophesied and said and spoke, that it would be the greatest delusion, deception, seduction in global history. And so if that, which I believe is among us, then who's going to sit back and let people drive their spiritual lives off the cliff? The bridge is out. Nobody's saying anything. But no, God has said that we are to give the warning, that we're to bring exposure, that we are to be devoted to prayer, being watchful. Colossians 4:2. Looking for the impending danger. So God has given tremendous, tremendous, cutting-edge spiritual insight, and to give us the discernment, to give us the definition, to give us the determination to live our lives to the glory of Christ, to the purity of the biblical revelation, doctrine, instruction, God in Christ, reaching out to the world. And listen, by this growing flood of spiritual deception, alternative spirituality, what's happening around the world, what we're talking about this week includes that the Mayan culture, it's not about the little people you see down there now. When I say that, I mean people that are, they look like they are, the videos that I see, the documentaries I see, they show just, you know, small groups of individuals living off the land, looking very passive, very quiet. Listen, dear people that need, that God loves. But see, today is not like it was hundreds of years ago. I don't think that the Mayan researchers, the Psi warriors, the remote viewers, the theoretical physicists, the scientists, and others that are going down among the Mayan ruins now understand Nephilim architecture, understand the spiritual laws of engagement, and the power to cloak and to morph and to present itself as one thing, astounding and curiosity creating, but just as lethal as the fallen cherubs' words were in the garden in the beginning. So it's vital that we not only speak, but you've got to understand prayers involved, evangelism's involved, and that's part of what this is. The providence of God in the 1 hour that we have on Wednesday night, January the 26th, 2012. Mark it down. It may be the day that God engages you. God. And breaking through the spiritual deception, the Holy Spirit of God, bringing to you Christ, the sinless one, God in human flesh, on the cross, focusing your attention there instead of Mayan ruins, there at the cross instead of the temples, there at the cross instead of the sonatas where the skulls are, there at the cross instead of the crystal skulls. There, the cross, the ancient writings given by the Spirit of God, or the ancient writings dictated by fallen spirits. Which will you embrace? So here I come. And if you are New Ager, remote viewer, Psy warrior, Mayan researcher, Mayan filmmaker, book author, then I'm just asking you to spend a few moments, hear me out. This is coming from someone that says, I know what the dark side was. I'd been there for years. I knew what it was to get out of my body to seek the ascended masters. I understand the felt presence, the voices, the experience, the visitation, the incredible things that can occur. But I also know about the day the Spirit of God broke in, where Christ, for the first time, was unleashed on me and spoken into me, and where I was seized by a greater, pure, clean, holy presence, the living Christ. It was that night, 35, 36 years ago, that I did what the Word of God said, what I did with the text, the grapha, their living words. Jesus said, I tell you the truth, whoever believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of their inmost being would flow the power and presence of the Holy Spirit welling up to eternal life. John's Gospel, chapter 7, is the great invitation, and you don't have to go down to ancient ruins somewhere else to get something else. Listen, in the world that we live in right now, there is spiritual searching. The dark side searches and seeks and summons and draws, yet God is seeking and drawing and calling. And are you listening? Are you listening to the Spirit of God? The website, shatterthedarkness.net. We have an alert on the very beginning of the page today. I don't know if you've seen that or not. The alert concerning those who are SRAMPD. It's about rituals. You can look through January and see the Druid Feast, the animal-human sacrifices, and so forth all the way down. And then for many of you that are down among the Mayan temples now, those of you who are at the, tipping point conferences. See, right now as I speak, and this week being plotted and planned, I didn't know that from the 17th on, all the way to the 29th, there would be conferences, and there would be many individuals, scientists, theoretical physicists, New Agers, seekers, shamans, those who take the ayahuasca. They're all down there. Even as I speak, maybe you're in the cafe listening, maybe you're in your hotel room on the internet listening. Maybe it's Russell Targ. I have no shame in saying that I come to you in the name of the God of heaven, the Christ who loves you, who seeks you and pursues you. On January 17th, satanic rituals. That's what's listed on the calendar. And then you can go all the way to the 29th. That involves the casting of spells, and the 20th through the 27th, abduction, ceremonial preparation, and holding of sacrificial victim for Candlemas. All the way to February the 2nd, February the 2nd, involving Candlemas and satanic revels. Now, the Luciferians, the undergrounders, they will write me. They will correct me when I mispronounce Hecate, the goddess that I've been told is angry with what we've spoken. That's all right. I wrote a note back, and you're listening right now, and I want everybody else to know. I wrote a note back saying, well, God is pretty angry with the dark side and what they've done. And I think the dark side knows that. That's why they scream. That's why they are in terror when it comes to the supremacy, the person of Jesus Christ. Now, the dark side doesn't care about Kukulkan. They know who he really is. Katsikotl, they know who he really is. You know what I got to tell you today? Not only the alert concerning the satanic calendar for those who are MPD, SRA out there, by the hundreds of thousands of you worldwide, millions literally now, and the helpers and counselors, may the refreshing strength of the living Christ encourage you. May God grant extraordinary miracle in the saving, healing, delivering, and restoring of those lives even now. Even if you're listening later, may God's hand be operative as you listen, when you listen. I love the omniscience, the omnipresence, and the omnipotence of God. I love the fact that God so loved the world that he's out pursuing all of us. God pursued me. God's pursuing you. I'm grateful for the email that I got yesterday from, and I'll just say the first name. Normally, I will never say a name, but Pedro. Maybe you're listening. God bless you, my friend. Here's what it says. Quote, Russ, I did accept Christ during your show. And they've got a blog that they've got down here I'm going to look at, and glad to hear about it. And we want to hear about that from all over the world. I'm glad to hear from friends in Croatia and from the Middle East. And I'm waiting for the Russians. Now, I know that thousands of downloads have occurred all throughout China. And I'm waiting for some of the responses from you in China. God pursues us. Regardless of the political backgrounds and everything else that actually goes on, God does pursue all of us, does he not? Now, we're talking this week in, and again, if you take a look at shatterthedarkness.net, and the reason is because we go over, I list the titles Monday through Friday, and we go over the theme for the week, and here's the theme. Many have swallowed the deception. They aid and abet the dark side. Hundreds of millions have been lied to. Now, the central theme for the week, the dark gods of human sacrifice, with a subtitle, are the Mayan gods coming back? Now, listen, I put this down on Sunday in our development for the week. Are the Mayan gods coming back? As a matter of fact, there's a you can click right there. It gives you a full web page over this week. We'll do that every week for everybody. Pretty soon we'll put out more notes and more research and more things for you. But are they coming back? Now, we're here on Wednesday night in some of the stuff that I was researching today. Don't forget the conference is coming up in New England, in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And we want you to be able to come to those. But take a look, and we're looking at the politics of religion in Fort Wayne, Indiana, April 1 and 2, and also the Supernatural Explanations event called CSEE in Connecticut, March 25th, 26th, 27th. Other conferences are being worked on and being built into right now. And we also want to tell you on Facebook, we were asked about did we have any testimonies of satanic ritually abused victims? Now, I'm going to say, yes, we clearly do. But one issue that we do not just parade people. And especially in the case of the ritually abused, if they're not fully healed, if they're not, you know, where they need to be, we have three. I link, because somebody asked the question, so it's there on my Facebook page. You can get to it from the Shatter the Darkness website. And I put in three links. If you want to hear about a young lady, and their family was just here in my home, and awesome things that God has done in her life, and the healing and deliverance and so forth, SRA MPD victim. And then there's a friend of mine that came out of Vancouver, British Columbia. We have his story. And then another story is up there. So we put three links to past stories, and so they will tell you about some of this. Now, I may be engaging over the weekend, I hope that I am, a family that has taken in children from, well, Mayan girls. And they've spoke for years and years to this very day of their own father being taken into a sacrifice and killed. These young girls live in the United States. And there's not a possibility that I'm going to give out states or places where they live, but I'll be leaving Ohio hopefully sometime into the weekend, and we're hoping to nail this down reach out a little bit and listen to the story. Because knowing this other side, as we put Paul's email up, and they're traveling down among those temples. Why again? Why, Russ? People have asked me that. Why? Because what's down there Three things I'm going to tell you today. Three specific points that there is a powerful drawing, a powerful spiritual drawing. Second, those going down there are getting engagements, powered up, even spiritual additives to their lives. It's true, but the wrong kind. And then number three, what's being taken from down there is being unleashed to the world, and that is a spiritual agenda. And that involves not only spiritual deception, it involves layering. Now, I'll talk about this Thursday night. Layering the satanic agenda in the end of days. We can read about the prophetic, what God says will occur, but it's another thing as we are seeing it actually happening in the days that we live in. And that's part of the warning. That's part of the urgency of this hour. So as we're out there doing the Great Commission, doing what we believe the book of Acts is all about, and as we're knowing that there is a massive spiritual battle, that it's manifesting politically in nations that are crumbling, economic systems that are crumbling, everything's being destroyed for the sake of moving things, well, in our words, Luciferic. You cannot have globalism without the spirit behind it. In the midst of all of this, and I'm saying that the spiritual presence and power that was there in the past, that had ingrained itself, embedded itself, inspired the architecture, developed the ritual towers in places, you've got to understand that they've embedded their presence, embedded their architecture, embedded their world into ours on the backs of human agony, human suffering, the shedding of blood. I wonder whether those who are now down there at the conferences that are going on, I wonder if any of the speakers, Daniel Pinchbeck, or any of the other speakers will talk about the massive thousands and thousands of human beings that were sacrificed everywhere. The great bloodshed, the chopping off of heads, the actual skulls still resting at the bottom of those little pools of water called sonatas. I wonder if they're going to hear about the individual that went down there and came back talking about the presence. See, when a believer engages dark presence, the dark presence knows who they are, and the spirit-filled believer knows what it is. Now, this letter that I have, this email, actual word-for-word email I have on the front of our website, and he and his, I'm not going to say all who went, I'm just going to say him, Paul, that has come back, he shares. Now, in the context of that, I've heard from others. And I have here from a dear lady, again, I'm not going to share your name. And I'm not going to share all the details of your email. But here is what the email says, and I quote, I was so hungry for more info, but there was very little. She's talking about spiritual warfare. I was so disappointed with the church because they were only doing part of the verse. I read everything I could get my hands on. I've been on a 40-year quest and finally know that I was made for such a time as this. Right now, I'm trying to get in shape spiritually, physically, emotionally. It's exciting. I do want to share our experiences from Chechnya, 1994. I share this because several red flags went up when you said a lot of people are going down there to do warfare. I am totally for doing warfare and I'm not afraid, but I felt like I needed to tell you this. Yes, there was an overwhelming sense of evil and death, especially on the top of the temple and at the top of the sinkhole where the young women, the virgins would be sacrificed, jump and leap off. Continue the quote, "I climbed to the top of the temple and it was difficult as the stairs were so large. I commented at the time, they must have been made for giants." Listen now, listen to this. An individual that listened to the show and probably listening to you now, and my blessings, and may the blessing of the Lord be upon you. But this is so telling, because once again, I'm going to scream out to say we're talking Nephilim architecture, or at the very least, demonic gods and goddesses inspired architecture. People are going to say, "Russ, don't you want to honor the sacred temples and buildings?" No. No more than I want to honor the ropes that tied a child victim by a sexual predator. I'm not going to honor architecture that was developed to honor demon gods, to subjugate the dear people in those days, to take thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of them and sacrifice them, children, men, women. I've got pictures listen, when you talk about the days back then, even Kukulkan or Quetzalcoatl, even when you talk about the gods demonstrating human sacrifice, and you've got people down there at the conferences trying to tell people Quetzalcoatl is just like Jesus Christ. That's insane. That's nuts. It's either a bold-faced lie and the person knows they are lying, or a spiritual seduction where the horrific nature and history of the human sacrificing demon gods, goddesses, Nephilim, priests, and others of that day, the horror. You know, you might want to go jump into one of those sonatas, one of those little pools of water, and go down far enough to see the stacking of human skulls. Or the archaeologist from Italy that demonstrates where children were melted, burned together in human sacrifice. And when you're climbing those stairs and you're standing on the top of the ritual human sacrificing temples, where human heads hit the ground and the blood shed and soaked into that old temple structure, it is there that fear was in the air. It was there that either you were a part of the sacrificers or those being sacrificed. The dear friend sends in a warning, talking about walking to the top of the temple and that it was difficult because, listen, now I want you to hear this. This is from a dear person I've never met face to face and was down there in 1994. And it says they were climbing the stairs and the temple, it was so large, the stairs were so large. I'm quoting now, she says, "I commented at the time that they must have been made for giants." In parentheses, she has, "not yet understanding the Nephilim agenda." There is actually a smaller step between each giant step. And I also said these stairs must be for the humans, but they are too short for me. It was suffocatingly, this word here, suffocatingly hot. But it was more than that. There was a presence there. I prayed for my protection. And I'm not going to read any further there because she goes into a personal story. And here's the concern. If you walk upon highly charged, demonized areas, if you touch highly demonized, charged objects, the serpents that have been created and embedded in the stone, the objects, if you're there long enough, it's very possible to be engaged. It's very possible that you could be harassed, engaged, followed, that a spiritual experience may begin to occur. And it can be as this person writes to me, in their case, it was a very hard thing that occurred directly because of demonic oppression and attack related to the buildings and the presence that was there. Now, I've heard the story again and again. I've been to other sites, and what I've been trying to share with many of you is that the charged sites, the places where the vast doorways, where the entire civilization was built to be a doorway opened to the dark side, to create literally an empire guided by the spirits, most likely Nephilim. Now, I'm going to say that my opinion is Quetzalcoatl was Nephilim. Many of the ziggurats worldwide, many of the places, do you understand we're talking hundreds and hundreds of years as the Nephilim went on to the second generation and third generation and fourth generation, as they spread out, not only they were in the Middle East, but they spread out, and their creation of those pyramidic type or ziggurat type temples. It always involved the deepest of spiritual on the dark side, occult-oriented symbols, writings, the names of the gods and goddesses, and on and on and on. So as I'm reading the letter that I put up on the website in the beginning of the week, as I'm reading individuals that are writing to me, as I'm reading this dear sister's letter to me, I'm telling you that it involves, you know, half dozen people or maybe a dozen people. But what I'm also trying to convey is that the visitation of individuals down there goes way back to the 40s and 50s and 60s, 70s and 80s. And now worldwide, there are thousands and thousands going there. And I wonder what they're experiencing. I wonder what's happening down there. You want me to read something to you? You see, there's a great big conference going on as I speak to you right now. There are other conferences plotted and planned all the way to the year 2013, day one. January 1st, 2013. The Prophets Conference. And I'm not talking about the prophets of God. Prophets of another spiritual class. Prophets of the spirits connected to the ancient fallen cherub. Prophets of, they become the vessels. They become the fulfillment of Timothy 4:1, where Planos, seducing spirits, their goal, deceive many. Do you realize Revelation 12 shows the dark side's agenda is global? The goal for the seduction and deception and the control spiritually and in every other way of billions. Please understand what we are dealing with is the precursors. It's off the charts as far as a global issue, and it will layer what is coming. It is being used for what is coming. I'm convinced that what occurred down among the Mayans and the body of prophecies, the names of the gods, goddesses, that are now being all unearthed may have been plotted, planned, knowing that the end back in those days was coming. They embedded the prophecies and waited. Synchronicity in the spiritual skies. New Agers by the hundreds of millions. Guess what happens? Psy Warrior, Ted Owens. In a book, you can find the book for a couple dollars, a dollar now. It's called PK Man, The True Story of Mind Over Matter by Jeffrey Mishlov. He's still out there too. Ted Owens, called PK Man, was said to have had engagement with what he called space intelligences, entities, in other words, and he had interaction with them. Even from a childhood, he was having experiences, and these experiences led him to the next experience, a synchronicity of experiences from the other side. And it all leads to the same content from that side. That side cannot lead anybody to God, to Christ. That side won't lead anybody to God, to Christ. That side will do all that it can to obscure, distract, confuse, or at least, at the very least, present a de-deified, non-saving Christ and convince individuals that the spiritual enhancements they have now is all about an explosion, a human explosion, homo deity, that man can become gods. Oh, this goes way back to the garden, doesn't it? But I'm reading the story about PK Man. He made influence, he had influence and interaction and even claims with one of the space vessels in NASA that he caused a delay and that the entities told. And this is an incredible story of his interaction with CIA, United States government, the power of hurricanes and storms and his ability to cause things to happen. PK Man. Ted Owens. PK Man Ted Owens writes a story in this book and tells how he went back down. Now let me ask you a question. Back in the 70s, here's PK Man. Back in the 70s, he has non-human enhancements. He has abilities. He has powers. He has a spirit guide that he believes came from the pyramids that allows him to remote view and access information and have permission to secret knowledge. So PK Man writes a story to the author of this book telling how he went down to the Mayan temples. How he went down to one of the specific temples, there's underground, whatever you want to call them, hallways or underground tunnels. And he had to ask his spirit guide, that's what it was, a spirit guide, to get the permission of the temple god, the ancient Mayan temple god, so that he could have communication on a telepathic level. And it happened. And he engaged the entity. Now, the story is incredible. You can read about it, like I say, if you want to do the research. But it's one among many. He's not the only one. I'm going to say again that in our understanding of that side, that massive, powerful spiritual place has been calling and summoning and drawing and pulling many others down there. There's even an author, Daniel Pinchbeck, and I've read him and I've listened to him and on YouTube videos and on other documentary videos, and he's down there right now also. Who knows, but by the providence of God, somebody gives this to Daniel. You know, he explains how taking specific drugs opened him up to direct engagement with the spirits. The Spirit of God prophesies concerning that issue, concerning the end of days, Pharmacon. People are not going to turn away from their Pharmacon because the drugs are connected spiritually. When the drugs are used to open a gateway, the gateway is open and the spirit connects. How do you get it out? Doesn't it follow you back? Doesn't it attach? Doesn't it stay there? Those of you that know the experience are going to answer yes. And as those spirits communicate, and as you have those experiences, and as you have those meetings, and as they do ceremonies, and as shamans and channelers and others receive the spiritual experiences, the communication, and repeat the names of the gods and goddesses, and begin to honor the ceremonies once done, the ancient gods and goddesses of that region are dancing, swirling. There's no question on that side of the fence there is a dark excitement. Let me read a little bit what's going on there down there right now. Here's actually off a webpage concerning the conference that's occurring as I speak. Quote, on the 17th of January this year, I will arrive in Mexico, the home of the Mayan calendar and the 2012 prophecy. For me, this heralds the fruition of a personal, mystical, life-changing vision. In other words, this guy had a personal, mystical, life-changing vision 8 years prior. And going down here, January the 17th, all the way to the 29th, it is the fruition of that experience 8 years ago. Now, it goes on. Before I had any knowledge of the Maya or 2012, I was blessed with this extraordinary supernatural event that initiated me into this path. Did you hear that? Extraordinary supernatural event that initiated me unto this path. I was suddenly, spontaneously drawn from my body, and as pure awareness catapulted me backward through time and space. The spiritual experience that he had now synchronizes with the dark spiritual presences there, and there is a connection, a drawing. I'm going to tell you the hot spots of the ancient past. I'm only asking you to research it, take a look at it. All the Wiccans and Druids and Satanists know that the old places that are charged and powerful, they want to go back there. They want the objects. They want the ritual books that are covered not by leather, but by the skin of the ritual victims. They want the objects charged. They want the powers. They want to be the power centers. They want to be at these gateways. It goes on to say, to this day, I remember floating above a shining white-shaped pyramid surrounded by a rainforest. The friend who had been drawn back with me was a fellow English intuitive. Names them, but I'm not going to name them. They were drawn back to the year 675 A.D. Upon a temple crest was a chapel. Notice how they call the temple down there. It was a chapel. No, it wasn't. It was a ritual chamber. It was a preparation chamber. From there, the priest or the Nephilim would come out to slay the humans. But anyway, they were at a chapel structure and also a solitary figure with the look of a priest or shaman about him. Without going further into the detail, I can tell you that I later identified this structure as the Temple of Inscriptions. Goes on to say, quote, for those not aware of 2012 prophecy carved on the stone, it speaks of the return. Listen, it speaks of the return. He's claiming to have an experience 8 years prior to being down there of being at the top of this temple, engaging a priest or someone. Ultimately, he's going to say that it was Kukulkan waiting there. He goes on to say, quote, for those not aware of 2012 prophecy carved on the stone there, it speaks of the return of 9 Mayan gods or forces. Did you hear me? Even the inscriptions speak about the return of the ancient human sacrificing, blood-soaked demon gods and goddesses. The prophecies of the Mayans involve the declaration of the returns of the gods of that region, of that area, their manifestation, their operating presence in lives, their building their foundation for power, and bringing influence all around the world. Any Swedes go down there? Any Russians going down there? Any of you in France going down there? Around the world by the thousands, and as I speak, as I said, theoretical physicists, scientists, old Psi warriors from the old Sanford Research Institute, SRI, Russell Targ, CIA workers that had trained individuals in psi powers and operating presence and remote viewing. I'm telling you, among CIA researchers and others, that it's all connected. It's all connected. It will become more and more evident. All of this is connected. As they keep, you know, connecting dots and drawing everybody together, ultimately, the doctrine of evolutionary development to godhood and the agenda to a new golden age will be the two primary things that come out of the New Age movement, the Mayan prophecies, the prophets and those down there now gaining more experiences. So we have a man that had a spiritual, listen, he calls it an extraordinary supernatural event that initiated him into this path that now draws him to the actual Mayan temples. In his vision and what he saw on the prophecy, it speaks of the return of the Mayan gods and the forces, including Kukulkan. Is this why book author Daniel Pinchbrook titled his book The Return of Quetzalcoatl? Goes on to talk about the Mayan translates as Nine Figures House, which refers to the nine figures carved into the inner sanctum walls. This temple is extremely important as it is, listen, as it housed both the famous carved funerary lid. And this connects to Eric Van Daniken and his beliefs. It goes on again to talk about how all of this will connect with the actual cosmological events of 2012. The individual, again, inspired by the dark spirits, inspired by the spirits connecting him to the gods and goddesses of the Mayan temples. A vision, I'm quoting again, at the top of the temple, and his visionary experience was perhaps none other than the great shaman king, Pakal himself. In this engagement, he goes on to say, I have been inspired to take a wild sojourn into biblical topics. Listen carefully. He mentions how William Henry touched on his suspicion that Barack Obama and Will Smith may be somehow related to the two witnesses, God's witnesses, in the book of Revelation. Let me tell you really quickly, that's insane, it's crazy, it's not true. The two witnesses of God representing the body of Christ in Israel, the two witnesses are going to be the powerful sovereign demonstration of God communicating to the world for 3.5 years and doing signs and wonders in the development of Luciferic globalism, which will look like New Age golden era, and the actual presence of the Antichrist. And nobody's going to be able to stop the two witnesses of God. Those two witnesses of God are not going to be Barack Obama and Will Smith, but that's what's being alluded to. Dark spiritual presence, finite dark spirits, as supernatural as it may seem to you who've had these experiences. They cannot, nor will they ever, give correct insight into the Word of God. They will lead you from God. They will lead you from Christ. They will lead you from salvation. They will lead you from forgiveness. They will lead you from the gift of indestructible immortality, seeing God face to face. They will lead you from knowing God and experiencing the love of God. You can have all those experiences you want. I will trade a thousand of them, a million of them, for the taste of the love of Christ that I have known now for these 36 years. God summons you. God calls you. This may be the experience spiritually where the Spirit of God calls you out of those Mayan temples, calls you out of that research, calls you out of that spiritual path that you are on, and brings you face to face spiritually with the risen Christ, that He would save you, come into your life, your spirit would be born again into God, that you would know God, you would know truth, you would know what the end time deception is all about. Let me read you one more thing. breaking. This is all about going on down there right now, right as I speak, breaking down the space-time barrier, I'm quoting, Remote Viewing 2012, and the Transformation of Consciousness by Russell Targ. Physicists are on the brink of breaking down the space-time barrier at CERN. Oh, is that right? Does it have anything to do with the abyss? The Large Hadron Collider, but for some time prior to this, other scientists were actually breaking the space-time barrier with the mind, using the mind to view objects and events at a distance in another time. One of the principal innovators of this was Russell Targ. Now, he joins them, and there's going to be other conferences there, all the way to the point of actually on December 24, 2012. It goes on to tell about the experience at Sanford Research Institute, the CIA. Haven't I been telling you about the spiritual Trojan horse and the infiltration of U.S. military, Russian military, world military in preparation for an Antichrist military? Beyond the First Earth Battalion, Colonel Shannon, beyond that, what he has written is only the precursors. Now, it's all about a secret psychic research program, I'm quoting. Physicist Russell Targ. Now, notice what it says. At the Cancun conference, we will have two opportunities to personally explore remote viewing. One of the things I'm telling you today is that there is a spiritual drawing. The ancient spirits, they want people to come down. They want people to get powered up. They want people to experience. They want people to put things together. There is a satanic, massive synchronicity going on, and it involves unearthing the past and layering the present and projecting into the future, and it aids and abets the fallen cherub. In light of all of this, if you're a believer in Christ, may the Spirit of God call you to the Great Commission. May the Spirit of God call you in teams to go in rescue. That's what salvation is all about. That's what the dear, sweet Mayan people actually needed. That's why there are those all through Mexico, Guatemala, other places. Missionaries are all down there. God bless them. God empower them. God help them in the midst of all that is going on. Greater is the one that dwells in you, dear Christian missionary. We're at the end of the hour right now, and I already notice that I have so much content, and I just have so much more to share. It's an urgency, yes. I got to let you know that this radio program, if you want it live, we're going to need to see supporters. We don't have the commercials. We don't have the products. Listen, go to shatterthedarkness.net. Look at the support tab. If you want this to continue in February, we need to hear from you. Hey, remember us in prayer. Remember us in that support. We love you. See you tomorrow night. Good night.